You bring a girl home. You know, it's all guys. Bring a girl home. She's going to be exposed to what our family is.
Well, what if you like to open up like the presents on Christmas morning with not very much clothing on?
Like naked present opening?
Yeah.
We haven't done any of that in our family.
Well, that's good. Not that I did that or anything, but...
Oh. Okay. And that's actually what we've been talking about this morning is whether being single over the holidays is that bad of a thing. You know, you get some people get lonesome over it. We're young enough, I think, that we really don't care, right?
We don't get lonesome over anything
and we're guys enough. Until what?
Until the age of 50.
50 is when you and I will start getting lonesome?
You can't get lonesome before then.
Is that right?
Yeah.
50?
You can be lonely, but you can't get lonesome.
I'd say 31. Oh, you can be lonely, you just can't be lonesome?
You can't get lonesome. Yeah, lonesome's a silly word to use.
Oh, so you're saying just as a person who uses the English language, you have to be 50 to say lonesome?
I'm so lonesome.
Okay.
See?
Man, I despise the holidays. Just absolutely hate them.
So does you being single or being...
I'm married, dude, and it's a hassle.
Oh, so does the holidays get worse after you're married?
In my opinion, yeah.
Well, how so? Why?
Well, it's like, you know, you start out like your first couple of years of marriage, you know, everyone agrees, you know, okay, this year you'll spend it with the wife's parents, next year you'll spend it with the husband's. And after like 2 to 3 years of that, everyone just starts getting really pissy. You know, it's like, well, your Aunt Mabel is coming this year and we'd really like to have you. Even though it's the other parent's year, and Aunt Mabel's like, you know, 72 and you've met her once in your life, but it's, you know, a guilt trip if you're not there. You know, it's like I'd rather slice my wrist.
God bless us, everyone.
And the worst part